Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. Designing kids' spaces really is my favorite. I love putting bedrooms and playrooms together, but if you look at my designs, I am all about sophisticated whimsical, as I like to call it. My kids' spaces are both mature and juvenile at the same time, and that's because I always involve the children who live there in the process. So how do you get their input without the whole room looking like an amusement park character explosion, which I loathe? Well, here are some simple ways to get their help in tasteful ways and make it a space that they will really love. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. The very first thing I do is I sit down and meet with them to get them really excited about the space. So I bring a notebook, I make it very official so that they know that we're doing something really special. And then I sit down and I start asking them all of their favorites. What's their favorite color? What's their favorite food? What's their favorite book, activity? What's their favorite imaginary creature? What's their favorite game? Really, I try and learn a lot about the child and what makes them tick. And that guides the rest of the design process. So I recently had a client who has a little girl that's a huge Harry Potter fan. And so she wanted to put together her bedroom for her as a surprise for her birthday. And so she said, I need you to design this whole bedroom and install it without her knowing. And Harry Potter for a girl, I was like, this could swing not so cute. So I really had to do a lot of work to make sure that this turned out to be a beautiful space. So Harry Potter was sort of my guiding force. And then I went and I started Googling some Harry Potter art. I found some really chic modern art pieces that had to do with Harry Potter, quotes from Dumbledore about, you know, believing in yourself or going toward good. I can't remember them because I don't have Harry Potter memorized, but I found some really amazing art pieces on Etsy from a really cool artist. So I ordered those right away. And then from there, coincidentally, Pottery Barn Kids or Pottery Barn Teen, one of those, had just come out with a really cool collaboration with Harry Potter. So we didn't take everything from there, right? Because again, if you go too far with a theme, then it doesn't look chic. It just looks like a theme. It doesn't look sophisticated. So we just took one pillow from there. It was the platform 9 3/4 pillow. It was like a velvet pillow. And that started guiding my color choices. So the color of the pillow was sort of a mauve velvet. And then I went with a lot of like pink and green and just a very mature color palette. Even though it was for a young girl, it did have a lot of pink. So that sort of helped balance it out. And then I found a wand maker on Etsy as well, a craftsman who makes like these legit wands for people who are obsessed with wizards, I guess. So I ordered this beautiful wand for this little girl. And then I set that on her nightstand. I also got some bird cages that are sometimes a little shabby chic. They kind of swing in a direction that's not really my aesthetic in design is shabby chic. But I found these bird cages that were brass and really beautiful. And we hung those up. And then I got a little stuffed owl and put a stuffed owl in there. And that's kind of as far as we went with the Harry Potter theme in her room. The rest of it just came together really organically based on those color choices. So I chose a rug that was sort of felt like an oriental vintage rug. And then the bedding is from our Stag Design collection. I used the Vivian floral in blush, which worked perfectly with the pillows, and really just went from there. I got a nice big grand mirror. I got a gold desk. So her room felt very rich in color and in with all those gold hues, but it didn't go over the top. So I was still gathering all of her input about what kind of child she was and what made her tick, but I didn't go over the top with the theme. So another example would be my little Ruby, my six-year-old, loves mermaids. She loves mermaids. Now, that doesn't mean that everything in her bedroom needs to be Ariel or mermaids, right? Like, you can just have little touches here and there. So she has some stone mermaid bookends that I found on One King's Lane, and they're beautiful. And that's kind of it. She might have a mermaid doll on her bed, but we didn't go over the top with it. And you know what? That's all you need to sort of touch on those themes. It's just one or two things. Okay, the next thing that you can do to get your kids involved in the design process with their bedrooms or playrooms is to let them create artwork in the right colors. So when I'm doing this, sometimes I'll get a big canvas from an art supply store, and I'll lay out a big tarp because it's going to get messy, and I'll put paints in the specific colors that we're using in their space. So if I was going to do this, I did this actually for a playroom, and the colors were really rich colors, but I also wanted to brighten up the space. So I got a white canvas, and then I chose like navy. I chose some lighter sky blues. I chose some sort of inky mixed blue colors, and then I just let the kids go at it and paint whatever masterpiece they wanted. And they created this really cool abstract piece of art, which I then framed and hung in their playroom. And yes, it does look like kid art, but at the same time, they get so excited when they see their masterpieces that they created up on the wall. And if you choose it in the right color palette, it doesn't look like color explosion. It looks chic. It looks sophisticated. It looks like it's supposed to be there. So that's a really fun way to get your kids involved. Another thing you can do is go with one bold piece. So sometimes I'll say to them, okay, what do you really want in your bedroom? For Ruby, my six-year-old, she, when I asked her originally when we were designing her big girl room what she wanted in her room, she said she wanted a Sleeping Beauty bed. And I was like, what bed did Sleeping Beauty have? So I actually had to go back and watch Sleeping Beauty. And she had this big canopy bed that sort of went over her bed and over her bed and then hung down a little bit. And so I was kind of thinking, how can I do that? How can I make that? So I noticed as I was sort of brainstorming about it that her crib skirt had the same kind of hang down fabric drapery that Sleeping Beauty's bed did. So I took her crib skirt that was sentimental because her grandmother had made it for her when I was pregnant with her, and I DIY'd a canopy bed. I got some long drapes, and we actually have a tutorial for this on our website on stag-design.com where you can look up the tutorial if you look up crib skirt to canopy bed. That was what it was called. And it ended up being a wildly popular DIY. In fact, I ended up doing it on a national TV show on Home and Family and taught them how to make this because you would look at it and you would never know that it came from a crib skirt. So repurposing things that are sentimental to them is another really great way. But if you choose sort of let them choose one big statement piece, then they'll be excited about the space. Maybe it's a fun chair that they want. Maybe they really want a beanbag, or they want a toy chest or something that they can put all of their, you know, superheroes into. Let them choose that one thing and it will give them ownership over their room. Another thing that you can really do is include pictures of them in their room. So in all of my girls' rooms, I have pictures from when they were babies. I have pictures with mom and dad. I have a picture maybe with their siblings, maybe with their best friend. And again, they live in that space. They want to feel like it's theirs. They want to, you know, sort of have this sense of ownership over their space. So having personal photos in their rooms is a really, really great way to do that. And sometimes I'll even, if we have something fun like Halloween costumes and they really love their Halloween costume, I'll just print those out and I'll say, okay, pick your favorite one. We'll get it framed and we'll hang it in their room or we'll put it on their nightstand. And it just makes them feel like it's theirs. They really love it. Another really fun thing you can do is to include items from when they were babies in their rooms. So if they have a stuffed animal that they really loved when they were a baby, or a piggy bank that was like a, you know, an heirloom that someone gave them when they were just newborn, I'll put it on their shelf or I'll you know, put it in their windowsill or something like that. And then I'll remind them of it when it's a conversation piece. It's an opportunity to talk to their kids about what's in their room. So you can say, do you see that little animal up there on your shelf? You used to love that when you were a baby. And then they're like, oh, I did. I loved that. And then they'll bring it up. I guarantee they'll bring it up to you and say, do you see that? I used to love that when I was a baby. And you can say, yeah, you really did. Another thing that I like to do with my girls' rooms is I have an aunt who is a very, very talented knitter and crocheter. And she makes these pieces of art for my daughters to wear, just these beautiful handmade dresses. And so I always hang them. I'll get a hook, like sort of like an ornamental hook. In Anna's room, it's a little fox hook. In Vivi's room, it's a little bunny hook. And I'll get a beautiful hanger and I'll hang this tiny little dress that my aunt made on their wall. And sometimes I'll put it in like a gallery wall or something like that. But it's something sentimental. It's something, again, that they can reference. And sometimes Anna will say to me, it's so tiny. I can't believe I was so tiny. And again, it just sort of gives them a sense of like, this is my space. That's my dress. These are my toys. This is where I reside. This is my space. I just think those are really fun ways to kind of get your kids involved in the design process. If you have something that's a family heirloom, that's also really fun to include. In Ruby's room, we have a toy chest that we repainted that was actually my toy chest when I was a little girl. And my dad made it for me. And so it's fun for me to have it in her room, repurposed in a new way. And for her to say, that was yours when you were a little girl. And I can say, yeah, and now it's yours. Now it's in your space. So there you go. Those are some fun ways to sort of get your kids involved in the design process and create a child space that they will just love. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.